Some people are out here doing that. Which is fitting. You know, we've got Career Crazy, and we actually have an animal activist, animal caretaker, Shino Laurenti, on the line. And he actually does exactly this in his TikTok videos. Hi, Shino, are you there?
Good morning, guys. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Yeah, man. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I'm absolutely loving the energy I can hear in the studio.
Man, we wish you were here with us, but nonetheless, it's really, really cool to have you on the line. And honestly, we have been like gushing over your videos on social media. They're so, so cool. And the first question that kind of came to our mind was, how many takes do you have to do before you really get these animals to behave and get your shot?
So that's definitely a tricky one. Obviously, it's some of the best shots I've got from social media, but this is something that, you know, I do as part of my day-to-day work. So, you know, just spending lots of time with the animals, and you just try and film as much as you can while you're with them. So we're not going specifically just to film social media content. It's really just the relationship that I have with them and capturing those moments. And, you know, when the animals are relaxed and you're relaxed and they're comfortable, that's how you get those amazing shots.
Yeah, absolutely right. Well, because I'm a numbers girl and I'm like in awe, you're a TikTok star sitting at over 9.4 million followers, over 90 million likes, all because of your love for animals. I want to know, when did this all start?
So my story started a long time before TikTok did. This is something that really runs in my family. Yeah. My dad is actually, he's in the same line of work, and so is his mom. So I'm actually the third generation to kind of continue this in my family. And as a young kid, you know, I went through some stuff, and the animals were kind of where I found my peace. And that's kind of when I decided, you know, this is really, really what I want to do.
Yeah.
And obviously, I was super inspired by seeing my dad creating these relationships with the same animals. And, I started volunteering at the Lion and Safari Park, and 15 years later, I work here as one of the handlers and caretakers. And, yeah, it's been a journey, and I just started sharing my, you know, my experiences on social media, and I never expected it to get kind of where it is now.
Yeah.
But I'm very fortunate to have so many incredible followers. I'm just so thankful for it.
Shando, I would love to know, how exactly do you take care of these animals? I mean, take us through a day in your life taking care of these phenomenal animals.
So, you know how most people have those like 9-to-5 jobs? I can tell you now, working with animals is not that at all.
Aww.
Firstly, they don't work on clocks at all. So, you know, if you need to be there at 2 o'clock in the morning, you need to be there at 2 o'clock in the morning.
2 o'clock?
Exactly.
Okay. All right, before I let you go, you have to answer this really important question, all right? Would you rather swim with the sharks, no cage, or would you rather kiss a lion on the mouth for 2 million rand? Come on.
We know the answer.
Guys, I'm not going to lie. I'm scared of sharks. It's going to be the lion.
There we go.
The whole way.
Love it.
There we go.
I love it. I want to know from you, Five Nation, what would you do? Would you rather swim with the sharks, no cage, or would you rather kiss a lion on the mouth for 2 million rand? Aye, yo, 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 yo.